Choosing local milk and cream with the National Dairy Council guarantees to support our local economy and brings home the taste of natural goodness. The National Dairy Council, sponsors of Countrywide.
Phil Coulter was born in Derry in 1942. The son of a Catholic policeman, he was brought up in a very musical house and was introduced to the piano at a very young age. So it was no surprise when he decided to study music in Queen's University Belfast, where he developed a talent for songwriting. It was the 1960s and an exciting time for music. After university, he headed for the bright lights of London, where he teamed up with Scotsman Bill Martin, and together they wrote the lyrics for this. Puppet on a String, sung by Sandy Shaw, won the 1967 Eurovision Song Contest, Coulter's first big breakthrough as a songwriter. And the Coulter-Martin duo almost pulled it off again a year later. Congratulations and celebrations. Cliff Richard's Congratulations finished second. Coulter would work with the Bay City Rollers, but his love of traditional Irish and folk music would see him write many more iconic songs. Old Man, Steal Away, Sweet 16, and this one, The Town I Loved So Well. I was sad to leave it all behind me, for I'd learned about life and I'd found a wife in the town I loved so well. Coulter collaborated with many great Irish bands and singers, including Planxty, The Dubliners, The Furies, and Sinead O'Connor. And in 1995, he was commissioned by the IRFU to write a politically neutral anthem for the Irish rugby team. He wrote Ireland's Call. Phil Coulter's songwriting covered a wide range of genres, but apart from writing songs, he is in his own right an outstanding pianist, having performed at the White House and selling out Carnegie Hall. Married to singer Geraldine Branigan, they will be making a return to Carnegie Hall next month as their current tour of Ireland and the US continues on foot of the release of a new album, Echoes of Home. Phil Coulter, good morning to you and thank you very much for coming by Countrywide this morning. You're almost 50 years in the music business. Has it flown by?
Yeah, it's a question I ask myself. It's that unanswerable question, Damien, where have the years gone? I'd certainly, next year I'll be clocking up 50 years and it most certainly doesn't seem like that. And I suppose because, you know, the thing about the music business and making a career in the music business is you have to keep refreshing it. Mm. You know, you have to keep reinventing yourself, I suppose. So during the course of those 50 years, I've been very lucky that I've worn so many different hats. You know, I've been a songwriter, record producer, orchestrator, conductor, piano player, you know, and now gigging musician up and down the length and breadth of the country. So that in itself kind of keeps your energy level up.
You know? And I mean, how do you describe yourself then? Or, you know, when you look back over the 50 years, what did you get the best kick from? Was it the performing? Was it the writing of songs? Was it looking at Cliff Richard and Luke Kelly and Sinead O'Connor singing songs that you wrote?
Bit of all of the above, as the man said, you know. But I think the great thrill is, as a songwriter, when you're performing a song, maybe like, you know, in a few weeks' time we've been Carnegie Hall. Now, if I'm performing one of my songs to like a sold-out Carnegie Hall and they get it, you know, you just feel that they get it and you get a big applause afterwards, there's a part of your mind that strays back to that kind of wet Monday afternoon when you were sitting at the piano, you know, out in the house in Bray, and the gem of the idea started then. And that's the exciting thing, to take it from just like an idea that you pluck out of the ether and then see it develop into a song. You hone the song down, then you get it recorded, and then it develops a life of its own. Mm. Or equally so, if I'm at Lansdowne Road and I hear Ireland's Call, I think back to the phone call that I got from the IRFU, you know, and how I sat and kind of chipped away at that idea until Ireland's Call happened. Those kind of songs, there are songs like that you can't quantify in terms of records sold or royalties earned or dollars and cents. You know, a song like Ireland's Call, or indeed a song like The Town I Loved So Well, you know, may not have ever sold 10 million records, but it's now sort of part of the fabric of music in the country. Those kind of songs, they give you a satisfaction over and above the commercial considerations.
Yeah. And, you know, Congratulations song that you wrote, Scorn Not His Simplicity, another one, of course, which was inspired by personal tragedy as such. And I know you've spoken about this so many times, but it can never be not relevant to somebody that's listening this morning, for example. And people probably still speak to you and say that the story you tell in that song is a story that they're experiencing now.
Well, now, curiously, Geraldine sings it every night when we're on the road, and the feedback is always incredible. The song is now, I don't know, more than 40 years old, but that condition, you know, that whether it be Down syndrome or whether it be mentally challenged kids, hasn't gone away. You're absolutely right. And at the time that I wrote the song, it was something that was kind of brushed, you know, under the carpet. You know, people didn't talk about it a lot. So that much has changed, thanks be to God. But there are still people who are discovering the song for the first time.
Yeah.
And that's the kind of song that gives you a satisfaction that you don't get from just like having a number one record.
Yeah.
You know, the satisfaction you would get from like having hits with the Bay City Rollers is an entirely different one from, you know, family who write to you about Scorn Not His Simplicity.
Scorn not his simplicity, but rather try to love him.
And Scorn Not His Simplicity was about Paul, your son, who died at the age of four. But you've six other children now. Any of them musical?
No, the star in our house at the moment, but there's no musicians. The star in our house at the moment is our son Ryan, who's just back from 4 years in university in America, where he was on a soccer scholarship and where he excelled over there. He was goalkeeper of the year and broke all kinds of records. And he's now back. He is a professional goalkeeper. He just recently signed with Sligo Rovers. So he's the star in our family at the moment.
You're a big fan of sport as well, and Derry City in particular, isn't that right?
Yeah, I mean, I was never a great player. I wanted to be a goalkeeper when I was a kid, but I was useless. So I was always more of a spectator. Yeah, I was involved in Derry City. You see, the soccer club in Derry was much more than just about the sport back in the dark hours, Damien, you know, when times were really bad people were in a very bad place, Derry. So the Brandywell was somewhere where Derry people could go and celebrate their Derryness, where, you know, for the rest of the time, they were being monitored by army helicopter or passing checkpoints or getting their handbags checked, or, you know, they were a bit kind of downtrodden, is what I'm saying. They could go and support Derry City and give voice to their Derryness. And that was very, very important. So yeah, I got involved. I was club president for a number of years. And I'm delighted to say that Derry City's still going strong. I do hope, mind you, that Sligo Rovers beat them regularly in the next season.
Well, okay, and they're just getting over, of course, the FAI Cup defeat recently.
I know,
against St. Pat's.
I know.
So we'll be watching out for Ryan now with Sligo Rovers. But in the extended family, there's music.
Yeah, an extended family. Our son-in-law, Paul Byram, who is another of my guests on this tour, and he's been living in the States with Dominique for the last 4 or 5 years. So it's great to have him back in Ireland. It's certainly great to have him on this tour. And the audiences are just loving his voice and loving his whole performance. So yeah, we're a little like the Von Trapp family on the road.
Listen, you're going to play Time for a Piece of Music, and we'll talk about your new album and the tour in a moment. But with the week that's in it, you have a very special piece for us, which I think is going to be played for the very first time in Irish radio.
This is a world premiere, Damien. World premiere, yes. Nothing is too good for Countrywide or for RTE. World premiere of a song called Cool Clear Water.
We thought there's just no way we'd ever see the day when we'd have to pay for water. cool water. Though it rains like hell till the rivers swell, now they're trying to sell us the water. Cool, clear water. Now we all share a bath, but that's a slippery path. But if you do the math, we're saving water. Cool water. I used to sing in the shower for many a happy hour. Now it's all gone sour. No more water. Cool, clear water. So if your hands are full of dirt, never let the water spurt, 'cause you know it wouldn't hurt just to wipe them on your shirt and save the water. Cool, clear water. I brush my teeth in haste with just the neat toothpaste. Can't afford to waste the water. And when I go to the loo, I'm quick at what I do, because a bill is due for the water. Cool, clear water. Don't forget, be on your guard. There's a meter in the yard, and you know it will be hard when it hits your credit card. The price of water. Cool, clear water. Soon only the posh will afford the dosh for a daily wash in water. See that Romeo with the bad B.O., and you'll surely know he's been saving water. Too late to weep and wail, 'cause you voted Fine Gael. Better pay up without fail, or they'll put you into jail for stealing water. Cool, clear water.
Well, Phil, I don't need to ask you what inspired that.
Indeed not. Indeed not. No, I think it's interesting that we're not a great country of protesters, you know. I mean, the French could give us lessons on how to protest, and when farmers kind of protest in front of the government buildings in Paris and dump manure and stuff. We're not good at that. But I think for once, the ordinary Joes have just stood up and their voice has been heard. And I think that's brilliant.
And do you agree with them?
Yes, I do.
Will you be paying?
Will I be paying? Well, I mean, I don't want to go to jail.
This is not obviously on the new album, but you've come full circle now. Echoes of Home is the name of the new album. And when I say you've come full circle, when you began obviously playing the piano solo in your younger years at home in Derry, and then you moved on, as you spoke about earlier on, into songwriting. But you've kind of come back full circle now, have you, with this?
Absolutely. I have to say, I've never lost my fascination for the piano or my love of the instrument. Early days, certainly, it was just the piano and me practicing up in the good room in our terrace house, you know, the one that was locked except for when the priest came to visit. That's where our piano was. This album, it's the first in, I think, maybe 20 albums I've recorded already, but this is the first solo piano album. And I decided that, well, maybe it was time just to get back to basics. You know, my recent albums, the last one I think was 4 or 5 years ago, but they had been getting more and more complicated. The orchestras were getting bigger and bigger, the arrangements getting more and more lush. And I thought, you know what, maybe it's time just to get back to the sound of the piano and some great melodies, and that's the trick, you know. The only luxury I allowed myself was to invite some musician friends to come aboard at a different number of sessions and duet with me instrumentally on the album. So I've got Moya Brennan duets on harp, Paul Brady on whistle, Finbar Fury on pipes, John Sheehan of the Dubliners on fiddle, and Billy Connolly on auto harp. So it's a kind of motley crew, yeah.
It sure is. Well, not included in that, of course, is your beautiful wife, Geraldine. Geraldine, good morning to you.
Good morning, Damien.
And you're part of this, you're not part of the motley crew, but you're very much part of the Coulter crew.
No, because there's no vocals in that album. But yeah, I mean, I gave up the business to rear the kids and I missed it. I mean, there's no doubt about that. And I was asked back to do the show band show 10 years ago, and I never looked back. It was actually Tony Kenny sort of encouraged, you know, he said, yeah, Geraldine, you got to do it. And then Phil said, my God, your voice has had a lovely long rest and it's not abused and it's strong. So he said, I think you'd be a wonderful guest artist touring around with me. And so it started from there.
Yeah,
and you've been touring, I should say.
Yeah, you've been touring over the last number of weeks.
Absolutely. We're in the north for the whole month of October, and now we're in all over Ireland.
And Phil, what's that been like? Because you've probably been in places and towns you've never been in before, because there are so many lovely, intimate theatres all over the country.
Entirely.
Now.
I mean, we were in Birr. We're off to places like Blanchardstown that I didn't realise had a
theatre. The Dreift, yes.
The Glore over in Ennis. We have been. I mean, that's
Mermaid
a terrific theatre.
Mermaid
and Bray in our own hometown. Yeah, it's brilliant for people like ourselves, because once you leave the major cities, once you leave like the Gaiety Theatre in Dublin or the Opera House in Cork or the Town Hall in Galway, whatever, and to go into the country, the only option prior to this would have been to play in hotels, you know, in hotel function rooms, where you're playing on a makeshift stage and you make your entrance through the kitchen, you know, and there's pillars between you and the audience, and the ceiling's too low for the lighting guy. All of these beautiful little theatres, they have got a backstage, and it's all civilised, you know.
Well, Phil, congratulations on the almost 50 years. The very best of luck to you with the tour and with the new album, and to you too, Geraldine.
Oh,
Geraldine, maybe you might tell us about the song that you're going to play us out with, where I think there's water in it again.
There is. It's a slightly different song. This is one of my favourite songs that I've been singing for quite a few years. It's gorgeous, and it's called The Water Is Wide.
Okay. And Echoes of Home is the name of the album, and we'll put details of your forthcoming dates up on our website. All the best on your travels down to Waterford later on this evening. So as you get ready to play us out with The Water Is Wide, that's it for this week. Coming up after the news, playback with Marion Richardson. Don't forget, Ear to the Ground, Thursday at 8:30 on RT1 TV. Ian Wilson produced, Martina McGlynn was our broadcast coordinator, Noel Roberts and Tom Norton were on sound. Until I talk to you at the same time next Saturday morning, bye-bye and thanks for listening. Here's Phil Coulter and Geraldine Branigan.
owns a ship, and she sails the sea. She's loaded deep, as deep can be.
Shall roll.